Welcome again to Spark, and we are going to give a warm welcome to Jamar Tisby. This last fall, Jamar came and shared with us his adult version of this book for the grown-ups, The Spirit of Justice. And it's amazing and wonderful, and this fantastic catalog of all of these different wonderful, incredible sisters and brothers that we can listen to and understand how they persevered and kept marching and kept fighting for justice, even when they couldn't see it for themselves. And now, Jamar, you've done the beautiful, wonderful thing of realizing that our kids need this story too. And so Jamar is going to share that story with you guys, and then you'll get to go with Pastor Mark. Thank you, Dr. J. Welcome.
Thank you. I need your help. So, repeat after me. Anybody who's 12 and under, or in spirit, you're still a kid. Repeat after me. Say, I am the spirit, of justice. I am
the spirit,
of justice. Let's put it all together. I am the spirit of justice. As we read along this book, and the title is I Am the Spirit of Justice, every time you see those words on the page, which are going to be on the screen too, I want you to say, I am the Spirit of Justice. Now let me tell you a little bit about this book before I start. I wrote it, but it is so beautiful because of the illustrator or the artist. Her name is Nadia Fisher. And also, do any of you have a best friend? What kind of things do you like doing with your best friend? You like playing with them? Video games? Watching TV? You know what my best friend and I did? We wrote a book together. So my best friend, his name is Malcolm Newsom. We met in fifth grade. And he became a children's book writer. And then when it was time to write this book, I asked for his help. So I got to write this book with my best friend Malcolm. And it's called I Am the Spirit of Justice. I want to read it to you. Quick note to parents. There's a lot in here. This is not the kind of book that you just hand to your five-year-old and say, go. This is one you want to sit down and read with them. In the back, there's an author's note that talks about the real true history of all of the figures who are pictured here. So none of this is fictionalized. It's just illustrated. So let's get started. Here it is. It says, I am the Spirit of Justice. Now pay attention for when you see those words again. I was there on the shores of West Africa with a royal and majestic people, living, shining, thriving. I was there on the slave ships. I rose within their minds larger than the waves that carried them, resisting torment. Now, if you have questions, make sure you ask the grown-ups later. Make sure they get this book, and you can ask them. And here's your first chance. What does it say? I am the Spirit of Justice. I was there when the cry for freedom from Great Britain rang throughout the land. I burned within them like a blazing fire, battling with the words of America's own declaration that all are created equal, with rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But the buying and selling of innocent people continued. So I erupted like a volcano, igniting faith in the souls of those who risked everything to deliver freedom for all. I was there in their hearts when they waged war against greed. So I rumbled like an earthquake, fighting for freedom, securing civil victory, abolishing slavery. Still, hate found another way to attack and stir up fear. It built invisible walls called segregation. It brought cruel harm to their bodies. It tried to silence them. But I was still there.
I am the Spirit of Justice.
I roared within them like the fiercest of winds, filling them with letters to write and words to speak, urging them to use their voices, creating endless streams of power. And when their perseverance brought segregation to an end, I became granite within them, resisting, demonstrating, marching. We matter, say her name, justice takes sides, together, forward, Black Lives Matter. I was there when friends and allies joined in the struggle. I became a bridge, and united we continued, challenging, persisting, risking. Together we rise, always, forever. I am here, even in the midst of horrifying brutality, reminding the world that my loved ones still matter. And from now until forever, know that I will also be with you. The end. Thank you.